The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hello and welcome to The Promised Land, a show about Manchester United and part of the 90 Min podcast network. I'm Scott Saunders, joined by Rob Blanchett. As ever, we are looking forward now because the season has finished. The ownership, as we record this, is not decided. Man United are essentially in limbo. We have wait to see what their retained list looks like. At the moment, we have not had that confirmed. But we're going to look ahead and we're going to spend today's show a little bit of a shorter edition for you, but we're going to hone in on the one point of conversation that Rob and I have been talking around for 6 months, and that's Harry Kane, because the game might have changed. Rob, how's it going?
Not bad. It is funny this time of year, isn't it? As you said, it is a little bit of limbo because we're all kind of digging for information. We're trying to find stuff out. But you're kind of at the start of the transfer window, at the end of the season, but not close enough to pre-season. So we'll do our best today to talk about the topics. But yes, there is one, I think, hot topic that needs to be discussed today.
Yeah, before we get into that, you can subscribe to our show wherever you get your pods and watch us on YouTube now. So head over to the channel, like, subscribe, and leave a comment for us. We see a lot of we actually have a 5-star average rating on Apple, I think it is, Rob, or is it Chartable? I'm not sure. But anyway, yeah. It's great. So we appreciate the love. Thank you very much. Give us 5-star reviews. Leave comments of nice or not so nice. You know, constructive criticism, let's say, if you want to criticize, constructive criticism on where we can improve. Follow us on Twitter as well, @_ScottSaunders, @_Rob_B, and @PromiseSandMU for the show. And come and join us in Vegas from July 28th at UnitedCon, the place to be for United fans in pre-season on their tour of the US. Visit united-con.com for more information and to book your place now and join us. It's all around the Borussia Dortmund game, pre-season friendly in Las Vegas, so we'll be there. Very exciting times at the end of July. Rob, the topic for today is Harry Kane. We have been talking about Harry Kane for 6 months plus, really. It's like beating a dead horse, essentially. We've been talking about it for so long. It always looked like United were going to be going this way, especially if Tottenham finished outside the top four. They ended up finishing eighth. They've just about confirmed a new manager, Ange Postecoglou. That doesn't, for me, scream, Harry Kane, please stay, we're going places. That's more of a reset, a rebuild. And does Harry Kane want to wait around? He's got 1 year left on his deal. The time might be right for United to go in and get him, but the pitch has changed because Karim Benzema has left Madrid. And I didn't see that coming, did you?
No one say yes, I did, but I just think yes, I did because the money on the table is mad. So, like, I think the thing is with Benzema leaving Real Madrid, he's won everything, he's done everything, isn't he? He's really kind of his own reputation at Real Madrid kind of hovered for many, many years and then kind of went into the stratosphere. But I just think that someone like Benzema towards the end of his career now, they can't really say no to this kind of money. Like, it is absolutely crazy. It's their one last payday. So I kind of saw it coming. I just, again, the way it was stage managed, though, was, I think, the bit that confused everyone because he kind of said he might stay and then he wasn't. But the fact that he is leaving now means that Real Madrid are going to be looking for a primary number nine and they're going to be looking immediately. It has completely changed the game.
So, flat out question, are Real Madrid a more appealing prospect than Man United at this moment in time?
Yes, of course they are. Like, and I think the thing is that in terms of history, there's not a lot of difference between our club and their club. Like, there isn't. Like, come on. Like, in terms of European standings, world standings, United, Liverpool, Barcelona, Real Madrid, they all kind of have that allure. All biggest club in the world, you know, trademark, et cetera, et cetera. But it's always about where the project is in that moment, isn't it? So Real Madrid have rebuilt themselves over time while still winning trophies somehow, still winning Champions Leagues, even when they've not been at their greatest, because they know what they're doing in that aspect. United, of course, have been under the Glazer regime. Now, we've talked very, you know, candidly about Kane, haven't we, in Manchester United? And there's no doubt that that project is kind of in a better place. But when you get the chance to replace someone like Benzema, you know, at a club like Real Madrid, and you know Real Madrid are going to compete for everything next year, like they just are. Their project is prime. They've got good young players, brilliant veterans, a great manager. You saw Ancelotti the other day when someone mentioned Harry Kane. His eyes absolutely lit up in his press conference. He knows exactly what Harry Kane brings. So, yes, I think that Harry Kane, even though he'd like the Premier League goal-scoring record, I think he'd like a Champions League trophy a little bit more, or maybe a La Liga title to go with all the trophies he hasn't won in his career. So it has changed everything now, and it means that Manchester United might have to look elsewhere.
I'm sure they'll still try, but obviously ever since the beginning, well, for 15 years, we've known that Tottenham really don't like to sell to rival Premier League clubs.
Exactly.
Daniel Levy has made that known in Dimitar Berbatov's case and Michael Carrick's case. And we even saw it with Harry Kane just a couple of years ago when Manchester City tried to sign him and Harry Kane went public about wanting to, you know, win stuff and achieve stuff. But obviously he's still at Spurs. Spurs have finished eighth. They are not going places fast. Kane has 1 year left on his deal. We thought it made a lot of sense for United to pursue this. And I think United still will.
Yeah.
But as we record this now, with Benzema not absolutely officially confirmed to Saudi Arabia yet, but he will be joining that league. It is confirmed that he will leave. He has left Real Madrid. He said goodbye at the weekend. He will say goodbye to the stadium, I think, today or tomorrow as we record this. And that means Real Madrid don't have many attackers. They've got Vinicius Jr., Rodrigo, and I think Brahim Diaz is coming back from Milan. But that ain't much depth. So Real Madrid are targeting Kai Havertz from Chelsea, which is an interesting one, but I think they've made no secret that they would like to sign Harry Kane. Now, Tottenham will probably hold up a strong end of the bargain, and they will probably try their very best to get as much money as they can for somebody like Harry Kane, because where do Tottenham go without Harry Kane? It's really difficult to see a way forward for them. But, you know, We await to see if Kane will push himself out of Spurs, especially with Real Madrid interested now. But Real Madrid definitely have an upper hand here over United because they are not in the Premier League, essentially. And do you think this one's going to go? It might go on for a few weeks, Rob, but do you think there's a good chance that they'll get this done? Because they even stand a better chance of having a bid accepted from Spurs than United do, even if they offer less.
Exactly, was just about to say that, is that this is Daniel Levy's like perfect scenario. Real Madrid, who are not in English football and have nothing to do with us here in the Premier League, take their best player and give a pretty optimum price. Would he prefer to take 100 million from United or 90 or 80 from Real Madrid? The latter. Absolutely. You know, I think Spurs, if they can avoid selling Kane to Manchester United, they will absolutely do that. And that was always going to be the stickler in this kind of deal. I think the thing is with Real Madrid and where they are, what we always know about Real is that they get what they want. They just do. There's 20 years, 30 years, 40 years of history of transfers where Real Madrid execute. They know what to do. Florentino Perez absolutely knows how to do these things. So Perez and Levy, I think, will be talking already about this. And I also think with Harry Kane, it's a kind of easy get out, isn't it? If you leave Spurs, your Spurs legacy is unprotected. You know, you're not kind of having to say, I'm binning everything I've achieved at that football club, my club. And you go to Real Madrid, it's kind of accepted. It's like the Gareth Bale route, isn't it? You know, if you go there, yeah, you might not be completely loved by everyone in Spain, but you're quickly going to score lots of goals and you're quickly going to show how great you are. So I actually think the job of going to Real Madrid and performing there is easier than the job of coming to our football club, which would be fraught in daily newspaper headlines about whether Harry Kane is good enough or not for Manchester United.
Yeah, and you can certainly... It's certainly a lot easier to prove yourself with Real Madrid because they just win things. You know, United, for all we know, could come sixth, seventh next season because the other teams in the league have just got a lot better and United haven't really improved. You know, not saying that's going to happen, but it's entirely possible. Real Madrid are coming in the top two in Spain, regardless, and they go into the Champions League semi-finals, regardless, you'd think, no matter who they have. And if you have Harry Kane scoring the goals that Benzema scored, probably scoring more, you know, then I think that there is a big upside for Kane. But, you know, obviously we're spending a lot of time talking about Real Madrid here. Rob and I here, and feel free to leave a comment if you think that there's more upside potentially for United here. But I think if Real Madrid are going to go for Harry Kane, I'm pretty much resigned to Man United not getting Harry Kane. So that begs the question, what do United do instead? So that is the topic of the rest of today's show. We're only going to do this one topic and bring you some additional stuff in the next few days. What do United do instead? Because Rasmus Højlund is the name on everyone's lips at the moment. Just finished the season with Atalanta in Serie A. Not a prolific goal scorer, but 20 years old, bit raw, but he is a centre forward that will work in Erik ten Hag's system. 40 million quid? Is this doable? And is this right?
40 to 50. You know, like, again, the Manchester United taxation system is in play in the transfer window. And as soon as you put MUFC next to any player, it goes up by 15 or 20%, doesn't it? So I think we talked about Højlund obviously previously, and we kind of said that Man United need two strikers. That hasn't changed. But if you are going to target other positions, and we will be talking about all of that all summer long, positions and who needs to go and who needs to stay and what United need to do, you have not got a limitless pot of money. And fans want different positions all the time, Scott, don't they? But everyone knows United need the striker. We know this. So do you go with, in inverted commas again, the development project? And that, of course, is Højlund. So Højlund's not the finished article, but he would fit the system. He's aggressive. He's learned things this year to drop into a false nine position. So he kind of does join up play and he can kind of press and he can kind of do stuff. But he's very young and he's unproven. And it would be a gamble. But do you know what, Scott? If you go with Højlund because you can't get a Kane and you can't get an Osimhen and he pops and he does really well, you've suddenly won the striker stakes, haven't you? You've got a young striker for many years to come that you got for an affordable price. And he fits your system and he makes other players better. And I think this is what's key now for United is that whoever the number nine is next year has to make others better. He cannot be injured every 2 weeks like Martial. And he cannot be an auxiliary striker like Rashford, who's not as good through the nine as he is wide. And he cannot be kind of like a false narrative around a striker. He has to be a proper striker who does those things. And I think Højlund, I'm not saying he's ready for the step up, but he's a United fan. He loves United. And I think he'd love it. Like, he's that kind of character. I think he's a big character for a young man. So it definitely won't be perfect. Like, United fans, I'm sure, will be kicking off in the next few weeks. Now, there might not be a Harry Kane coming. And I don't see United deviating away to look at maybe more expensive strikers because they've got to spend money in other positions. That is just a given.
Might be, like... Obviously, I think Harry Kane is obviously the best option that United should have. But in reality, it was a difficult deal to do anyway. And Real Madrid enter in this race unless they drop out of it. You know, it's only going one way, really. Obviously, United do need... The challenge always was...
Did you know a 2018 study showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual. When I was 4 months pregnant, I couldn't find a prenatal I could trust, so I created my own. Ours is made traceable, third-party tested for heavy metals, and recently earned the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. But don't just take my word for it. Get 25% off at ritual.com/podcast.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You spend all that money on Harry Kane, how much money do you have left? And we will we'll do an additional show for you on how much United can potentially raise in player sales, because I think that's a timeless topic. And I have a list of literally about 15 players that they're not going to sell them all, but they could sell that should have some interest in them over the summer to raise some funds. But Højlund for 40 mil, you know, I want two strikers. They do. In an ideal world, that would leave you a little bit more wiggle room to get an alternative if you want, or to strengthen in other positions as well, a little bit more than you were previously planning. Obviously, you do then lose, though, that guarantee of 25 goals a season in the Premier League, because Harry Kane's done that times, you know, a number of times. So is this... This is going to sound awful, like in the sense of like, wow, you're a hypocrite. Is this a better option? Is this a better all-round plan for United than rather than going for somebody like Kane and spending a massive chunk of your budget?
I think the plan to spend across positions is the only plan. Like, I don't think, like, if I'm running Manchester United Football Club and I'm the director of football, I'm not just buying a big striker and nothing else, because you still lose. Like, that player might score you 30 goals a season, but you're still weak in other parts of the park. And we see that with Manchester United continually. Like, Scott, you just said it there. Man United got top four this year. They came third, and we're still talking about selling half the squad because they're not good enough. So it's kind of like you're in between a rock and a hard place, aren't you? So I, of course, like you, advocate Kane massively. Harry Kane is exactly what you kind of need up top. But these strikers are few and far between. And I think there's even questions for a player like Osimhen. Like, you could spend 150 on Osimhen, but then what are you spending everywhere else? You're not spending anywhere. You're really digging deep into the kind of bargain basement to help your squad. And you can't do that. You're not going to get a Christian Eriksen on a free every position you're looking for. You could go get Tielemans in midfield, but you probably want a better midfielder than Tielemans, don't you? So all these things cost money. So I think you're kind of right there. What you're asserting is that the Man United do need to spread the funds, and they need to do it wisely. And I think that's the only plan you have. So the fact that Harry Kane might be off the table very soon kind of might just help the narrative a little bit. It's like, if Harry Kane's not available and Harry Kane desperately wants to go to Madrid, there's no point kind of being upset about that, is there? You know, Man United will still offer Harry Kane more money than Real Madrid. Absolutely. They'll put a wage deal together that will make people's eyes water. But Real Madrid can offer that stardust. They're the only club in the world probably that can do that. Even Barcelona can't really do that. They are the Galacticos. They rebuild all the time. And veterans love their football club. They see it and they go, this is my opportunity. You've only got to ask David Beckham, who loved Man United. And when Real Madrid came knocking, there was only one place he was going. So this is the truth. So I think with Harry Kane, that's where it is. Someone said as well to me, oh, but he'll look at his best mate, Gareth Bale, and like, he was treated awfully out there. How many trophies has Gareth Bale got now? Yeah, Gareth Bale is retired quite happily to the golf course with a ton of silverware in his house. So I think Harry Kane would look at that and go, yeah, that's great. But Man United now have an opportunity to direct their project towards more development targets and maybe shop in a place where they're more comfortable. 40 to 50 million per player is definitely more comfortable than 100 million. Where you can make a mistake like that, Scott, get a 100 million pound player that does nothing for you. We're not saying that about Harry Kane, but you can make mistakes in that market a lot more than you can in the 40 to 50s.
Victor Osimhen's name has kind of disappeared a little bit because he's way more expensive than Harry Kane. And I think as much as fans would like Victor Osimhen to join, you know, I just don't think that's a realistic prospect. He costs far too much. And I think there are, obviously he's untested in the Premier League as well. I know he's scoring goals for Napoli and they've had a great season, but you know, that would be a huge chunk, if not all of United's budget really, that they're actually working with, unless they can find a structured deal. Hoyland is one of the options that they've been considering on a long list for a while of younger prospects that they can develop. There is also the option of playing, I know that you don't like this, Rob, but the option of playing Marcus Rashford through the middle. It doesn't work, but there is that option. There is the prospect of you might not be even be able to sell Anthony Martial anyway. And
not now he's injured.
he's injured, exactly. He's injured. Going to be difficult to offload him regardless. He's on massive wages. I think he has a year left on his deal.
Yeah.
And United have an option to extend it. But, you know, is that another thing you do? Do you just run that contract down and revisit the situation next year if you do decide that you still need a senior option up front?
Yeah.
And then there is the, obviously, this is a topic that's going to make United fans divided and uncomfortable. But Mason Greenwood is still contracted to Man United and they have a decision to make on him as well. Now, Rob, I don't know how you want to deal with this. We did it. We did a show on this last week, I think it was. I personally don't want to see it happen. I know there's a lot of people out there that don't, given everything that has happened over the last year or so, year 18 months. But it's a football club, it's a business, and we certainly can't decide that.
No, we can't. And look, my personal opinion on Greenwood is that he shouldn't probably play for us again. Sell him. You know, it's easily done, isn't it? Now, he's under contract. You could sell him. You're not going to get anything like the value of what you might have once got. But this is not about my opinion or your opinion. This is about us kind of analysing what Manchester United might do and will do. You're right. They've got Mason Greenwood. If they've got Greenwood and Hoyland as their striking options and you can't shift Martial, suddenly you're not thinking more expansively about the number nine. You're thinking, well, I've got three strikers there plus markers, so that's four. So you could use Rashford through the middle next year. So then you're suddenly not going, well, right, well, we're going to spend 150 on an Osimhen. You know, that's not going to happen. We know from our Napoli contacts that Napoli have got absolutely no interest in selling Osimhen, even though they are open to selling their other stars. Osimhen is one who's not going to be on that list. But that's where the conversation is going to shift until Manchester United are public about what they are going to do with Mason Greenwood. Because as it stands, he's still an employee of the football club. And they've kept their gob shut, Scott, all the way through this, which is obvious why. But it doesn't lean towards them exploring the market to sell him, because they could have done that already. They could have done that. They could have gone to clubs and said, what will you give us for this footballer? So I think that's going to be a big storyline through this summer in terms of the striker. And there's going to be a lot of Man United fans that are happy with that. No doubt about that. You see it on Twitter all the time. There's a big fan club of Mason Greenwood that don't shut their mouths and carry on screaming. And I think they might get their wish, because it is a business, football, at the end of the day. And these football clubs operate like that. So be interesting to see if we get new owners and what new owners want to do, because they might have slightly different opinions on these things. But it's not about you and me, Scott, is it? It's not about what you and me think. And I think sometimes people either watch the show or listen to what we say, think that that's our opinion, that we're the same as the football club, and we're not.
Yeah, this is a decision that this is one of many massive things that will have to be decided over the course of the summer for United. You touched on it earlier, Rob, like, you know, they've come third, and I've got a list in front of me here for another show of so many players that they could potentially sell. There's that, there's the ownership, there's the Mason Greenwood situation, there's David De Gea's contract. All of these things are massively, you know, influential on what will happen next season and in the seasons to come. So there will be, I'm sure, official communications at some point over the next few months, weeks, maybe, about what they're doing with each of these situations. But on the whole, I mean, if United aren't going to go and sign Harry Kane and you do end up with Rasmus Højlund for 50 million, let's say, and you manage to sell three or four players, like, you know, there's players like Harry Maguire in there, Scott McTominay, Dean Henderson, that you could probably recoup a fair bit of money for. But we'll, like I say, we'll touch on that in another show. So if let's put it this way, Rob, final point of the show. If United do spend 40 million on Højlund, let's call it 40 million. How much extra space will United have? how many extra positions could they potentially buy? I'm putting you on the spot here. How much could they do above what they were expecting to do if they'd signed Harry Kane?
I still think that United will spend in the equivalent ballpark of what they spent last summer. I really do. That's because it's not about liquid funds. It really isn't. It's about what you can move around and how you can do stuff. And also, obviously, potential new money coming into the football club. So I don't think that Harry Kane being off the table or you signing Hoyland, these things don't really matter in the bigger picture. It's still about your long-term plan. And Man United have had one for a while now about how they want to do it from the director of football down, from Ten Hag actually knowing what he needs. So I think if you buy Hoyland, what that does allow, Scott, is you just a little bit more flexibility and a little bit more wiggle room. I think I said it on the last week's show. There is a big difference. But if you spend early on someone, you spend 80 or 90 million, like Mason Mount, let's take as an example. You spend 80 on Mount rather than 50, that has a big impact on your dealings towards the last few weeks of the window, doesn't it? Because you just lost 30 million, because he's not worth that. So United had this last year, and that's why I think Anthony got done later than they wanted, because they had to spend that money, didn't they? They needed that player, and they overspent. They'd rather not overspend, Scott, but ultimately, it's needs must, isn't it, as you go along. We know that they're in the Kim stakes. We know that they're in the Hoyland stakes. That's kind of struck us straight away. 100 million, isn't it? That's the best part gone, and wages. So you've got to get rid of a few. But I don't think this, just going to Hoyland is the problem. That's the way I look at it. It's the window is long and it's arduous, and you've got to keep going all the way. You can't just spend 150 million and go, actually, do you know what? We now can't buy that player who's come onto the market, because there's going to be a bit of that, Scott, this year. There's going to be players that come on the market mid-summer and later in the window, and United might need that capital to go and actually execute those deals. They're aware of that. They're not stupid. And I also don't think it'll be like some fans saying that United will spend nothing, because if they spend nothing, they're going to become eighth next year very, very quickly.
Yeah. Well, let's wrap it there, I think, because that is... It's the quickest show I think we might have ever done. We just clocked 25 minutes. But we will bring you extra. We'll bring you soon a how much can Man United raise in player sales show, specifically a little bit of fun for us. It's something that should see us right through the summer. But yeah, Harry Kane, Real Madrid, it looks quite pretty ominous. And we've been talking about Harry Kane and Man United for a long time. I didn't see this one coming 6 months ago. Let's just say that. I mean, Karim Benzema was contracted till 2024, and now he's decided to take up a new challenge. But yes, Rob, thanks for today's show. We'll wrap it up here. Subscribe wherever you get your pods and watch us on YouTube. Head over to the channel, like, subscribe, and leave a comment for us. Leave a 5-star review on any of the audio platforms as well. Thanks for the love. We see it and we appreciate it. Follow us on Twitter @_ScottSaunders, @_Rob_B, and @PromiseandMU for the show. And come and join us in Vegas on July 28th at United Con, the place to be for United fans in preseason in Vegas on their preseason tour of the US. Visit united-con.com to book your place now and to join us. Thanks, everyone. Thank you very much, Rob. And we'll see you soon, everyone, for another Promised Land podcast.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more. Find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy 5 or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger, less than 5 miles away. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.